Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Today's Friday.
On 670 The Score.
Today's our normal Friday, so it's supposed to be feel-good, fast Friday.
That's what it is. It's feel-good, fast Friday. Good to see you guys.
I'm feeling pretty good. How you feeling?
Outstanding. Man, we weren't sure if we were going to have a group here. All we got to do is say free fried chicken and pizza. Look at the faces on them.
This is incredible.
Some very happy campers today. Good food.
Art of Pizza on State Street delivered. Joe's Seafood, Prime Steak, and Stone Crab. And we got a bartender from Court Catering and Special Events and Tavern at the Park. There's beer
a
here.
Bartender. How yeah.
How drink up.
Drink up.
Is that, am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Did.
All right, fine. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, it is Super Bowl weekend. And, man, I'm just, I don't know about you, but when I found out about what Shep was getting for his birthday yesterday from wife Ashley, I was just so happy. That is just, and I told her, I said, you get, you know, as many gold stars as there are to pass out, you get them, because for a guy who loves Jaws, to get to spend a few hours with Richard Dreyfuss and to get up close and personal, that's a cool night, man. That really is.
I told her that she was wife of the year, and she said, wife of the week, maybe. So you gotta give her some love, man.
Wife of the year,
yeah. Wife of the year,
wife of a lifetime. Like,
look at you.
The crap that I pull, and I don't know. I'm useless around the house, and she still
you're
loves
learning,
me dearly
though.
For some reason, and feels the need to make me happy.
Like, it was a good
bringing
week,
me
though.
To meet Richard Dreyfuss of all people. Yes,
you acquired a furnace guy over the week, right?
Got
you
a
have a guy now,
yeah.
So you're learning.
The good news of the furnace going out when it's -20 outside is I have a furnace guy now, so we're off to a good start.
Wait, wasn't it your dad?
No, my dad was the thaw out the pipes guy. So
is that on his business card?
Title, yeah,
that's what he was.
Did you hear
in
how
the
he,
middle of the night on was it Wednesday night?
Did you hear how he had to solve that problem?
Was it a hair dryer?
A hair dryer, but his dad drove in from Coal City,
that, yeah.
90 minutes, knocked out a wall, and then took the hair dryer to fix the problem.
He knows what he's doing. Like, he's a superhero that doesn't wear a cape. Like, every week I call him. Okay, I messed this up at home. How do I fix it? Do I need to come up? No, how could I fix it? Hour later, he's on the road coming up because he knows that I'm helpless.
That's impressive, man. There was a surprise birthday party thrown for me one time, but in terms of a surprise gift like that, I have no comp to meeting Richard Dreyfuss from
Jaws.
Yeah,
that's an all-timer. That's good. I got a concert once. She just said, dress like you're going to play golf at a nice course. Wear khakis and a golf shirt, and she took me out for dinner and a concert.
What was the concert?
The B-52s.
Okay.
Yes.
You
I
were
know
heading
it's,
down that
I know
Atlanta
it's garbage,
highway.
But it's my garbage. Yeah, she said, we're going to get home late Sunday night. It was in Indianapolis, so as soon as we jumped on 65, I'm like, who's playing in Indianapolis? Don't tell me the 5-2s are in Indy. She goes, yeah, you guessed it.
How did That's you? It. You just immediately guessed?
I just, well, yes. I mean, okay.
Is that a
are,
common stop?
Do they have a residency
have
in Indianapolis?
I knew they were touring, and I, you know, if it were the Stones, I'd know where they are, but I just took a shot in the dark. Are the 5-2s in Indy? And sure enough, but Richard Dreyfuss, man. Now, how did he receive your comment? Do you think he was put off by you him that he should have died in Jaws?
He talked to me for 5 minutes, and his PR guy kept trying to, like, get us through the line of like, all right, next people up. And I'm like, I'm not finished. You hold your horses, pal.
It's my birthday present.
Like, it's my 33rd birthday. Yeah. Let me talk to the man.
He didn't cue the PR guy like
no,
shoe mechanic. Get this dope away from me.
Not at all. Okay. I was waiting for it. I was like, I'm probably annoying the hell out of this guy, but he seemed to be enjoying the conversation.
And so it's what Q&A. Did you look anything fun, interesting, relevant to the show?
The best part of the Q&A for me is when he got into the Bill Murray discussion, was talking about working on the set with him, and long story short, what happened was Bill Murray did not like Dreyfuss at all. Dreyfuss did not like Murray. They had an assistant that kind of worked between both of them. Well, this assistant went to dinner one night with Dreyfuss. Murray found out, had him fired. Dreyfus then went and said, I'm not working unless he's rehired. And it was pretty much been a feud. He said that he wouldn't tell details of it because he's at a point in his life where it's just not healthy to bring that part up. Oh. But that the rumors and...
Except in a room at a Q&A session.
Right, yeah. He didn't want to give exact details of like what it was.
Like what restaurant it was at.
Yeah, like what made it so hard to work with Bill Murray. But that's what he did offer.
I've heard that Bill Murray he's not very approachable. He was great on Howard's show. They spent a lot of time together, and I got the impression he was not an easy guy to work with. Well, Howard even said, you're one guy I would never want to piss off.
Well, he's eccentric, and there's a Netflix documentary out right now, and there was a book written, like Bill Murray, the Bill Murray Chronicles, or Stories of Bill Murray, and it's random interactions with him, because he's a big like live-in-the-moment guy, and he shows up at college parties and starts cleaning the dishes, and then it starts going viral on social media, or like photo bombs engagement pictures, but the only way to book him for a project is he doesn't have a manager,
right.
Doesn't have an agent,
doesn't do email, doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah, he texts his kids and that's it. But he has a voicemail number that people have to call in order to get in touch with him. And so yeah, he seems like a royal pain in the ass, but he's way cooler than Richard Dreyfuss. I'm team Bill Murray.
Okay, you would be team Bill Murray.
Yeah,
definitely would be. No, it definitely gained points for Dreyfuss for me last night because
how many people attended this function?
I mean, it was a damn near full house. I don't know what the capacity of it is.
Approximately. A couple hundred people?
More than a couple.
500 people?
I would guess closer to 1,000, yeah.
Okay.
Like it was people to see Richard
It was
Dreyfuss.
Damn near full. If it wasn't sold out, it was very close.
Does that shock you? It shocks me. Is Richard Dreyfuss packing him in from miles away? Almost 1,000
people? An Academy Award for Best Actor. Like, yeah. That's not like he's some...
Which role did he express the most fondness for doing? I'm sure that's a question he heard last night.
It was actually what he talked about the most was after Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He helped produce and worked on this low-budget film. And this will fit right into the show, by the way. But it was a documentary about pornographic films back in like the 70s, and it was called Inserts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, raise your hand if you've heard of this. Like three people in the entire room raised their hand. I'm like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah,
he was very proud of the work.
It started a rumor that that's how his career began, doing adult films.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and that wasn't true. It was Inserts, which you could see how they'd make the mistake, right?
Right.
Yeah, a documentary about porn. Yeah, I was going to write it down.
Yeah, starring Wesley Pipes.
Carl Hungus. All right, so you had a good time.
It was awesome.
Happy
birthday. Yeah, had no idea that was going on.
We have an actor on the show today. I guess he's not as big of a deal as Richard Dreyfuss.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm excited to talk to Luke
excellent.
Wilson.
Yeah, I've never talked to Luke Wilson. That should be fun. He's in Atlanta for the Super Bowl.
Mitchapalooza. Get his thoughts on Trubisky.
That's right. Also, Luke Wilson was spending the day at Radio Row. Do you think he's ever been in a room with more people where he was so clearly the best-looking person in the room?
Well, he did Kyle Brandt's show today.
Oh,
so
Kyle Brandt's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Did I just give Kyle Brandt sole proprietorship of that show? Shame on me.
Yeah, it's Kay Adams'
maybe
show.
Maybe it's all the 50-year-old men I saw this week with the Kyle Brandt pictures on a stick dancing around the stage in Atlanta.
I'm shocked you're working this week. You knew where they were going to be on location. You could have traveled there. You could have been a groupie.
Yeah, that's I don't know what the point of that is. I got it for college football, the studio shows where they want to get the environment, capture the atmosphere, kids going crazy, Lee Corso wearing a silly mascot head. That's fun. But when you're doing a studio show all week to have jumping fans around all week, I don't – or when the – you watch Blackhawks games, all the silliness that goes on in the concourse, it's distracting. I just want to hear what the guys have to say.
The best is after Hawks or Bulls games when they get blown out. And you get, like, the one guy that sits there the entire time.
Waving at the camera the entire time.
Hawks lose 7-2 to Washington.
Boy, I wonder what he does when he's not waving at cameras. Absolutely annihilated.
I'm on TV. All right.
Yeah, you're on TV, but no one's watching. This Hour on the Score brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Our resident gambling expert who actually occasionally wins bets. It's something that I'm looking into in the new year. It's a resolution for mine. Joe Ostrowski is going to join us on stage here at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage with his best bets for the Super Bowl. It's all coming up. Mac and Park, it's on the Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
I was listening to the McNeil and Parkin Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Will there be a penalty for roughing the passer? Yes or no?
I don't want to be rooting for a roughing the passer. So I'd lean no in plus money. I don't want to be rooting for. Is that a terrible way to do that? Probably.
That's funny. I don't want to be rooting for a rough. That's awesome. Little things tickle me sometimes, yeah. Parkins. What can I say?
I'm glad you enjoyed it so much. But I mean, like, some of these props that no one knows anything what the hell they're talking about. Like, just A, I think normally the unders and no's is where the smart money is. And then, you know, you want to bet on what you want to happen in the game.
Okay.
But it's probably why I'm a losing gambler.
I can't root for that.
It's the one
expression
thing.
On your face. I mean, the soundbite's funny enough, but.
I was disgusted.
Yes, you were. I won't have any of that.
Joe Ostrowski joins us at the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, host of the Early Odds podcast and radio show, Saturday mornings, weekly at 8:30, right here on the Score, the first gambling radio show in Chicago.
Yeah, give it up for the first wagering show. Come
serious
on.
Degeneracy right here, my friends. And then, but Super Bowl Sunday from 9 until noon, you're doing a 3-hour Super Bowl only gambling show. What are people going to get with it when they tune in?
Oh, they'll hear from some bookmakers and some bettors that I trust. Not so, well, I'll go over my picks too. If you want to follow them, go ahead. But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Just trying to pick up as much information and options for the people.
That's 3 more hours than CBS will be doing on Sunday during a 7-hour show.
But online, they do a gambling show every single day.
Yeah, there's some conflicts there.
Yes, Sean McMahon has stepped out and said, nope, they are not going to. But you can bet on that, whether or not they will say the point spread.
I'm telling him to say no, by the way. But it's got to lay, what is it?
330. I don't like the price.
No. Yeah, 5-1. Go the other way. It's Super Bowl. Doesn't matter. No rules.
Yeah, but there's an edict from the president of the network.
Is Sean McManus going to fire Tony Romo?
No, obviously not. But Tony Romo, he doesn't gamble. Him and Jim Nantz, they have gentlemen's bets when they go golf.
He's got a tie. He's got a handout. Yeah, I get it.
All right, so what is one – if people are only making one bet on the Super Bowl, what's the one bet you've got to make?
My favorite prop bet is the higher scoring half will be the second half plus overtime. These games usually start out very slow. New England Patriots, everybody's heard the stat by now. Their last 8 Super Bowls, they've scored a total of 3 points in the first quarter. That was last year. A little bit of feeling out period. You get the overtime. If it goes to overtime, defense is wearing down in the second half. Just they're going to throw everything out there. There's probably going to be a desperate team. More scoring in the second half could be like the AFC and the NFC title game. Both of those games, higher scoring in the second half in OT.
Okay, what are the odds on that? What's
the juice is -150.
Okay.
So, not bad.
Okay. So the majority of people agree with you, so it's a slight favorite, but you do get overtime on it for the back end. I kind of like that.
I do too. Let's put it on the list. We're looking for 10 more plays. We agreed on 10 yesterday, so we're looking for 10 more now. 9 because we're betting on a higher scoring second half. I love it.
Do you have a 2-point conversion one?
I did not see that one. I didn't plow through the 50 pages. I didn't get to that one. I like that because I think it's both of these coaches are prone to do it, right?
That's also a fun thing to root for.
Yeah, the New England has not done it much, but you could be in a desperate spot. The Rams have done it in about half of their games. The attempt one is about even money. If you think they're going to convert one, you can get 2-1.
Beautiful.
Okay. We have the other option on a 2-point score. We have the safety, which is 5-1. We just wouldn't respect ourselves in the morning if we didn't. I've been calling it the most exciting play in sports for many years.
You need Tandy to play the safety dance. Let's party.
Yes, that's exactly right. First touchdown in the game. Is that something you would recommend staying away from? It's often very random, but sometimes
For the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I want to have some fun.
Okay.
So sometimes in the primetime games I'll make that bet. I usually find some value in the tight ends. I mean, sure, you can bet on the running backs if you want. You're not gonna get much of a payout. But Higby, the payout is about 25-1. That's been a popular play with some of the sharper bettors. So if you look at the tight end, you want some value there. Everett, also about 25-1, a guy that Matt Nagy told Albert Breer that he thinks could have a big game. Everett. So those are some decent options.
Matt Nagy told Albert Breer that Everett's going to have a big game?
He said he mentioned Everett. He mentioned Chris Hogan. A mismatch there. That reception total is at 3. I'm on the over there.
Hmm.
Chris Hogan has consistently screwed me in fantasy football.
Yeah, Hogan. Well, he is to you what Brandon Cooks has been to me. Like, I like to call it the Saber Hagen year. I get him when he's unproductive. That's just the way it's gone.
And I'll admit that I'm biased. I'm just like, oh, he's a white wide receiver on the Patriots. He's got to be good. But then they don't play him like the other ones because they're not all the same person. So I guess I'm just bigoted. against white slot wide receivers for the Patriots.
You know, back to the way that question, there are a couple of questions on the site where we have, it's Bovada, where we do our investing for the show, where I'm not sure they're clear enough in the language, and it's one of them is, will CBS mention the point spread? Is that simply Nance or Romo saying the Patriots are slight favorites, or does it have to be the actual number? It's very vague.
Yeah, I'd be careful there. If you have any questions, I'd probably stay away, because these sites in the Philippines can do whatever they want. They can just decide, oh, that's a winner, that's a loser. I've seen situations, especially with the anthem, where on some sites it ends up being a winner, on some sites it ends up being a loser. So I'd be careful there.
We had the total for sacks in the game over under at 3.5. Felt to me like an under. Brady hasn't been sacked in either of the first two games. Figure both teams will try to run the ball a decent amount.
Quick releases for Brady. They didn't call many penalties last year. Apparently, offensive linemen are allowed to hold only one sack in last year's Super Bowl. Brandon Graham.
Do you have a lean?
I'm probably staying away from that one.
Okay.
But listen,
he can't root for sacks in a Super Bowl.
You think the Rams are going to win.
I do.
They better get pressure up the middle. Otherwise, I don't know if they have much of a shot. So from your standpoint, I would think that you'd like to see an over between Donald.
I would like to see an over, but I also just watched a game where the Patriots easily could have lost, and they didn't touch Tom Brady.
And some think the Rams are right there with the Patriots as far as quality offensive line play. These are two of the better O-lines this season.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be point. I think both teams are going to be able to pass on the other, and overall, I've got the Rams as being more talented. What else is on your bet card, Joe?
Let me throw some entertainment ones at you guys. Tony Romo, how many times a game does he say, "Here we go"? Here we go. Here we go.
What are they setting that at? 3.5?
2.5.
Okay.
I think there's some value on the over. He might do that in the last drive of the game. If we're talking about a close game,
I would like to bet on Romo in some form or fashion.
Uh-oh. Get out. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Will CBS show the replay of the missed PI call? No is even money, and I can't believe it. Goodell took 10 days to even say anything about this.
I agree. Is that available on Bovada?
I did not see that. We'll check.
Yeah.
That's a free no to me, because it's also Fox. That's Fox footage that CBS would have to choose to air.
They can't pretend it did. I guess they can. They can do what they want, but that's one of the bigger stories about this.
Yeah, but why not just reference it? Why not just say
it has to be during the game? They'll do it during the pregame.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
After kickoff, they would need to show the footage of the highest profile blown call in NFL history on a competing network. I'm with you. No. I'm emptying the account.
How many times they referenced Sean McVay's age was another prop. And I think it was set kind of low, and we debated that one yesterday. We didn't move on it. What was it set at? 1.5?
I saw 1.5.
Yeah, I think they got to hit it each half, don't they?
So what if they say youngest head coach in Super Bowl history?
That's another question I had. That was part of language that is not as clearly defined as it needs to be.
I read it as they need to say he's 33 years old.
Right, they got to say the age.
So that made me stay away.
The other thing is with these bets, and why, you know, we're doing it offshore and it's the easiest place, and it's where a ton of people will still gamble because it's not legal here. In Vegas, they're only taking props on numbers, right? Like things that are countable, quantifiable.
They are
in
only
the box
allowed
NFL official stats. Yeah.
You're only allowed to take props on stuff you'll find in the box score, except for the MVP.
Except for the MVP, because that's awarded. So there's no disputing what that is. But anyone that can do a stopwatch on Gladys Knight or whatever. Gladys Knight.
Whatever her name is.
Yes.
I like that.
Okay. I got that down to talk to Speaks about it at 3 o'clock.
Me and NBA players who get traded yesterday. I think I know who he is. Gladys Knight? What is her name?
She's with the Pips, right?
Yeah. Oh, she had some Pips.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Pip number 2 was my favorite.
I agree. futures. See, I like the Patriots to win the game, but I like to protect myself and hedge a little bit. Danny likes the Rams to win the game, but I agree with what you said with Dan and Connor. If you do like the Rams, why wouldn't you play Jared Goff for MVP at 2.5 to 1?
Yeah, I might sprinkle a little bit on the long shot. I mentioned Aqib Talib is 100 to 1. Boy, the numbers when he's out there on the field, so much better. And it, he's going to need to have like a pick six or a fumble return for a touchdown.
Right, like a low-scoring game with a defensive touchdown.
Highly unlikely.
Or multiple turns. Yeah,
highly unlikely. Well,
the last time a defensive player won it, he did score a touchdown. That was Malcolm Smith of the Seahawks.
Von Miller.
Von Miller won it right the next year, I believe. But he had two picks. When he returned to one of them for a touchdown, the game already had been decided. Yes, I'm still bitter because I had Cam Chancellor at 75-1. And Peter King wrote a column 2 days after the Super Bowl on how that was the biggest screw job of any MVP vote ever. So
you'll get over it eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
By the 25 year anniversary.
I want my money.
I don't blame you. All right, so what other bets you got?
I've got one more. Do you guys do anything with the halftime?
I don't know anything about Maroon 5.
No.
Are there five people named Maroon? I honestly don't.
Yeah, I don't. Whoever it is, I don't really give much of a rat's about the halftime. But what do you have?
Well, I saw this information, so I found it a little interesting. What Lovers Do, first song at halftime, is 5-1 on some sites. Others, it's about even money. According to Setlist.fm, they have opened their last 41 concerts with What Lovers Do.
Ooh.
5-1.
I mean, that's why you got to download the Early Odds podcast right there for information like that. See, and I thumb my nose at coin toss bets because it's literally 50-50 and you're paying juice.
Every single year, that is the most popular prop by a mile.
You're watching the Super Bowl with at least one other person, right? If you want to bet the coin toss, just bet the person next to you and don't pay a VIG. That's my solution.
That's a real good solution. Yeah.
Minus 105. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's ludicrous. but anything else, I will bet on. So yeah. If you tell me there's value on a song for Maroon 5, I will do it.
Yeah, I'd do it too. I don't know if you feel this way. I brought this up yesterday. For me, it feels just too remedial to bet a coin toss as a veteran wagerer of 25 years. Come on.
Yeah,
you don't get guys like us out of bed to join the rest of these goofs, right?
I do that on a Saturday. Yeah, bet a coin toss. You ever play high card? Take out a random deck of cards, just turn over two cards so you get the higher one? $25 a piece. Let's go.
Which elevator arrives for my smoke break in 30 seconds.
All right, I got left. You got right.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right, have a good show, man. Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski, Super Bowl Sunday from 9 until noon.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
That's Joe Ostrowski, everybody. We got Luke Wilson at 2:30 and Spiegs at 3 o'clock. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.